Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right?
So what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
What's going on, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game? What's up, fam? How you doing, man? Shit, man, I cannot call it, guys. Y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. That's 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. Mr. Cario, tell them about yourself so we can go and get in these emails, fam.
Yeah, man. So, guys, you know how I do, man. Make sure you guys go to badboymembership.com so you can join the Bad Boy Membership where you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials. Critically acclaimed book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, the ebook, hard copy, or audiobook. Make sure you get all of those. And also make sure you guys get tickets to the Truth About the Game seminar happening April 14th, 2018. All right? So, yeah, that's what it is, man.
That's 11 days away, big dog.
Yeah, man. This is around the corner.
Right around the corner, man. Make sure y'all do that. Support the movement. Anyway, www.themanmindset.com. I'm the Dean. Y'all can check me out also. We got a membership as well. Check that out. All the information is on the website as far as audio and video products. So who's going first, sir? Who's up first?
I could go first.
All right, go ahead. Let's hit it.
All right, so this one is kind of funny because I was like, should I read this one? Let me just read this. I thought this was interesting. So you probably had this thing also. But this one says, hey, what's up? I appreciate all the game that you drop, but what I don't understand is why do we have to take...
Wait, Miss Carr, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Wait, we can't see you, Mr. Locario. They say they can't see you. Hold on a second.
It seems like a lot of your videos, you don't explain.
All right, but Miss Locario, you're breaking up. We can't see you either. Wait, there you go. You back on? Can we see you? We can see you now.
Me?
Okay, we can see you now. Can you read that over? Because you were coming in and out, big dog.
Okay, cool. Let me do it again. Let me do it again, though. All right, cool. So this one says, hey, what's up? I appreciate all the game that you drop, but I don't understand why is it that we have to pay to get the entire game? It seems like a lot of your videos, you don't explain everything in full detail and that we have to buy your stuff in order to get the detailed stuff. It seems like you don't care about guys learning the game and all you care about is making money. I understand that you have to make money, but why do we have to pay so much, and why is it so expensive?
I love that. God damn it, I love that question. 515-605-9373 if y'all want to call in. Let me explain something, and I can explain from my end, and I'm sure you would agree. Okay, let me explain something to you guys, okay? Give me a second, Lacar. Let me try to explain this to these guys. All right, understand this. If you guys can't do the free, easy stuff, then why would we give you the stuff that has more value to it? See, the thing that I always do from the man mindset perspective, I want you to do your homework on me. And the way I show you my homework is by showing you through YouTube videos and things my knowledge of the so-called game. And what I give you, like the great Rosebud would say, I give you crumbs. I give you bits and pieces that you can utilize today to see that it can work. But the thing is that anything worth having has to be value. If that's the case, then Michael Jordan should give you they shoot Jordans for free. You should get Yeezys for free. Every album you should get for free. The thing is, guys, that and it separates the drive that you have. Okay, the drive is this simple. You can keep going along and watching YouTube videos and trying to piece your life together. I just made a video yesterday about that. That's not going to work for you. The guys that want the success are the ones that's going to do this. It's the greatest investment, Mr. Lucario, is the investment in yourself. And the fact that emailer, you know what I would tell that emailer? If that emailer asked me that question, I would tell him, I'm not for you. Yeah, I can't help you because you're not teachable. Because when I was 9 years old and I wanted to learn this, I had to bust my ass and grind and do everything I had to do to get the information that I'm sharing with you guys, especially those behind the scenes. The YouTube videos and stuff are just to show you I know what the fuck I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. But believe me, the difference between the YouTube videos and what I teach is like night and day. And you have to pay for that. And if you don't want to pay for that, real quick, Lizacario, you don't have to. But if you notice your life is spinning out of control, the guys that don't feel like they have to pay. Because value, you have to pay for value, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Garo. What do you have for that, big dog?
Nah, real talk. See, this is the thing. This is the thing that guys understand is that the game is to be sold. And the reason why it's supposed to be sold is because what happens is, like you were saying, a lot of times when people get the free stuff, they don't actually apply it because it's sort of like when you get something for free, sometimes people take it for granted.
Right.
When you pay for something, you actually apply it because you paid the money. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so once you pay for something, you're like, well, I paid for this. I don't want to waste my money, so let me try to actually do it. Also, what happens is a lot of guys who, who don't pay for stuff is the type of guys who aren't at the level where they're ready to actually get the information that they would pay for. You see what I mean? Because they're not really even doing the free stuff. Because the thing is, like you said, I got like over 2,000 videos on YouTube. I know you got like hundreds, maybe thousands of videos on YouTube for free. So the thing is, we give out a lot of game in those videos, right?
Yes.
But if you want the extra stuff, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to pay. Just like if you go to college, when you go to college, you got to pay for the courses. You know what I'm saying? They're not giving this to you for free.
Exactly.
Like the knowledge cost. That's what guys got to understand. And also, when he was talking about it's expensive, the only thing, if you're talking about the game is expensive, what's more expensive than the game is not learning the game. You know what I'm saying? Because what's going to happen is you're going to keep making the same mistakes. You see what I mean? So the thing is, when you keep making those mistakes, that's more costly than just learning it now and being able to actually, you know, do the things you need to do. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that's what you got to understand is that the thing is that if you actually want to get to that next level, you're going to actually have to give something. And the thing you have to give is that compensation so you can get all the game. It's always give and take. Because with the free videos, you're giving your attention to get the game. With the extra stuff, you're giving that compensation to get that extra game. You see what I mean? It's always give and take. So based off of what you're giving, that's what you're going to get back. So if you're only giving attention and no compensation, you know what I'm saying? You just get a certain amount. But if you give the compensation, you get more. It's really simple. So, you know, I just want guys to, like, sort of understand that concept. You see what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, Ms. Licario, I turn a lot of people away from the man mindset because I tell them that, listen, I don't want you wasting your time and I don't want you wasting your money because if you're putting a price point on your learning, because I don't think a lot of guys understand, Ms. Licario, what we're teaching you is going beyond your dating. It's going into your relationships. Mm-hmm. It's going into your life. It goes beyond just a piece of pussy. And
right.
if you're so worried about a price point, then you know what? Keep getting the free information and keep losing. And I'm not trying to be mean, but if you listen. We're not here to put a gun towards your head or beg you to grow. Mm-hmm. If you want to grow, you're going to see that you do your homework with myself and Ms. Licario. That's what I always say. You don't believe me? Listen to my testimonials. Listen to the lives I changed. Listen to Licario, the same thing. Listen to our testimonials and what we have changed lives. And if that's not enough for you, then we're not for you, in my opinion, because my thing is this. What a lot of guys get, real quick, Ms. Carr, and this is where their frustration comes in. They get with one of these guys that sells something, okay? They buy it, and then the guy's gone. But anybody knows if they're dealing with me, Ms. Licario, they know whenever you buy a product from me, you got me for life with that product, meaning anytime you have a problem, issue, or question, you can email me and call me, and I'll talk to you about it. You know what I mean? But again, when you question things like that, that's the problem. You're not looking at the value of the information. That's why diamonds are expensive, because they take it away from the market. You know, and that's what gives it its value. But you're dealing with two motherfuckers here, two sharks. That's gonna get you the pussy. Look, getting the pussy is the easy part, Licario. It's managing the pussy is the hard part for these guys. So, you know. It says we're in and out. Are you there, Ms. Licario?
Right.
Okay.
About that, too, is, you know, just. Yeah, I'm here. You can hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, for some reason, it's like acting up. But, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you, too. I don't know what it's probably the video's in and out, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. But go ahead, sir.
Let me see. Maybe the playback will probably just be fine or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, what I was going to say also, too, is just as an example, because people always talking about, you know, oh, I got to pay for this, I got to pay for that. I paid $1,500 for a course on public speaking. You know
what I'm
saying? Damn. Are you there?
Yeah. You cut in for a second. Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm saying that I paid $1,500 for a course on public speaking, right? And
yes.
Now I'm doing public speaking, making money off of it. You see what I'm saying? And I paid thousands of dollars for business programs, right? And now I'm running my own business. You see what I mean? So what I'm saying is me actually paying for this stuff got me to the next level. And I think that's what guys don't understand. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just want guys to really, really think about that.
Well, and real quick.
But they got to be able to figure out, look, what is it that I'm going to get out of this?
Right. Well, I always tell guys, you're going to get your money back, because if you're doing this shit correctly, the women are going to start buying you clothes, taking you out to dinner, getting you gifts and stuff like that. So you get your money back on the back end when you're doing everything right. So, but let me go ahead and go into my email. This is kind of long for you, sir. Let me read this. Yeah, not too long, but okay, here you go. It says, I'm facing a common problem. hoping I can overcome this specific case. Pretty much every girl that I always meet that's into me, we hit it off, and I give her too much of attention. I smother her to a point that she tells me that she's not ready for a relationship, or they tell me, but she says she. Now, should I wait and work on myself before I talk to women? Should I spend time with women? Because he says I fail at building sexual attraction, and that's the problem. I don't know what my options are when I'm dealing with women through social media, texting, or calling. I always get after the first or second week, I'm not ready for the relationship talk, and I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Please help me.
Man.
No.
Well, he's asking, you know, like, he's asking, is he doing something wrong as far as, like, you know, getting into a relationship with a woman, or he's not making anything happen? Is that what he's saying? Like, mm-hmm. Nothing that he's trying to make happen is happening?
Well, I think he's saying it seems like every woman he's talking. Yeah, well, he says that he seems like every woman he's talking to or dealing with is later on down the line saying that they don't want a relationship with him, or they're not ready for a relationship with him. Probably like friend zoning them, basically. It seemed like he's getting friend zoned by a lot of these women, and he doesn't understand what he's doing. Maybe he feels that maybe he's giving them too much attention, or maybe he's smothering them too much. What's your take on that, fam?
Right. Well, that's the thing. He's basically not, you know, in a situation where he's creating any type of sexual tension, where he's creating any type of situation where she sees him as the type of guy that she would want to be with, because the woman has to choose to say, okay, you're the dude I want to get with. You understand? But that happens based off of how you present yourself, how you show up, how you're interacting with these girls. If you're interacting with these girls in a way where they're looking at you on some friend zone stuff, then that's what's going to happen. If you're interacting with them in a way where they're going to see you as just some dude who's just like kind of lame, that's what's going to happen. And so then nothing's really going to go down when you're trying to make something happen as far as a relationship, because the woman has to choose you at the end of the day to be that guy. Because a lot of guys, they'll like a girl, they'll say, I want you to be my girlfriend, but she's not thinking about you that way. She doesn't see you that way, and she doesn't see you that way based off of how you're coming at the interaction. So I would say for him, he has to work on being a more attractive guy to women in general. You understand what I'm saying? He has to work on understanding what makes women tick, what makes women want to get shit popping, and then he'll probably start to see more results. But as of right now, he's just, you know, I don't know, he's just all over the place. You see what I'm saying? And that's the reason why he's not getting anything popping. You know what I mean?
Well, this kind of hits on your first email a little bit. What I want to say here. See, the problem is, and caller, we got a caller. We'll bring you in 1 second, caller. The problem is that for a lot of guys here, they don't understand the things they have to do. Like I say, the things that we don't just give out to anybody, but just you can always tell. Listen. Women want a certain kind of guy, okay? And you have to have what I call, you got to possess powerful, attractive traits that will automatically slice through any type of bullshit, through the games, cut through the mask. Because, see, the thing with a lot of guys is that they say they want these women, Ms. Lucario, you know what I mean? But they're just throwing shit up on the wall, and it's really getting frustrating for them guys. And then what they'll do is, like this guy, I mean, like I say, I'm being real. This guy is going to go back onto YouTube. He's going to look and search for a video, and he's going to do what I call, and I talked about this, oh, Mr. Cario, what I call chronological order videos or type books. See, what a lot of guys do is they'll watch a YouTube that goes in chronological order, right? But then when they get into the real world, it doesn't mean that everything's going to work in chronological order. So if he's looking at 1, 2, 3, and he goes out to meet a woman, and say he gets to 1 and 2, then all of a sudden she's like either A, B, C, or she's going to step 6. He's like, what the fuck do I do now?
Right.
Because he's not prepared. Okay, we got 2 calls in the queue, Ms. Licario. So let's go ahead and bring these guys in. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 and we got you. Area code 510, you're up first, then 917. 510, you're on, sir. What's going on?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Shit, we good. What's good?
What's going on?
Yeah, I had a quick question for y'all. How do y'all feel about getting resources from women? Like, let's say if you're dealing with a female and, you know, you possibly feel like you can get some money or resources from her. You know, how would y'all deal with that situation?
Well, as a gigolo, I used to be when I was a gigolo. That's part of all of this. The end game. See, the thing is that it's all about me. And what is she bringing to my kingdom? What is she bringing to my table? See, the thing with me is she's got to be more than ass and titties. She's got to be bringing some shit to the table to make me even want to fuck with her. So if you're messing with someone that is bringing something to the table, to me that's a good thing, because a lot of guys get shit twisted. A lot of guys feel like they got to spend the money. They got to take them out. They got to pay for this and pay for that. I'm like, fuck that 510. Fuck that shit. She should be paying for your time. She should be paying for your last name. And I don't mean just with pussy. I mean, look, you know what? She should be breaking you off money for your time. That's how I feel. Mr. Carr, what do you got on that, man?
Yeah, well, it all depends. See, it's one thing if you got a dude who's looking at it where it's like, I'm just trying to holler at these chicks.
Yes.
And trying to just use them for the money. You understand what I'm saying? I don't really co-sign that. I'm more so like, I'd rather I'm dealing with you and you got shit going on, and then you can actually like bring something to the table. You see what I'm saying? So it's like 2 different things. You see what I mean? So it's one of those, because the thing is, I don't even like it when you have a girl who's using a guy just for money. And I don't like a guy using a girl just for money. I want it to be where, look, I'm doing my thing and you're also doing your thing, and you also bring stuff to the table to benefit me, and I also bring stuff to the table to benefit you. You see what I mean?
There,
so that's the way I look at it.
Yes, sir.
Because the thing is, if you have one person just taking, it ain't really doing nothing. You see what I'm saying? It's not really building nothing.
Yeah.
Just in the energy out of the person, and then you're not building nothing with the stuff you're getting, and then it's like, what's the point? You see what I mean?
Yes.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Cause I'm dealing with this little bitch right now, and I fucked her a few times or whatever. And I ain't gonna front, like, I'm kind of done with the bitch. You feel me? Like, so, but she keeps hitting me up or whatever, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, I was thinking, and I don't know if I was getting greedy, but I was like, man, I might be able to break this bitch and try to see, you know, if I can get some money from this bitch. So, I was gonna, you know, try to gradually step into that. Like, first I was gonna have her, you know, bring some food over every time we fuck. Then from there, you know, gradually try to get her, you know, to get me some things or whatever. But I was thinking if was I getting too greedy? You know what I mean? Like, because I was gradually like, man, you know what? If this bitch got some money, because I think she does. I seen her house or whatever. She got a nice house, 2 family.
Yeah, but
I was like, fuck it.
But 5-1, like Ms. Licario said, see, in that case, Ms. Licario is right. What I would do is I'd throw her ass back in the water. I wouldn't want to deal with her because we want you to come from honor. You want you listen. You always got to let a woman know what her place is. Now, it'd be one thing, 510, if you told her, all right, look, you know what? We just fucking, I don't want a relationship. If you still want to hang out with me, you can. That's one thing. But I don't think you've said that yet to her. So in my case, what you're doing right there is wrong. I would rather you tell her where she stands and where she's at. Then let her make the choice, because then at that point she can never say, well, you deceived me, you lied to me. Nah, bitch, I told you from get-go. We just fucking. If you choose to spend money on me, that's your choice. I'm not asking you to. I'm not begging you to. Miss Licario, what do you got on that, fam?
Right, that's exactly what I mean, because, again, if the chick is going to do it voluntarily,
yes,
then that's but a lot of cats, they'll be doing shit where they'll be like pretending like, oh, it's this and it's that, and I love, you know, doing all a whole bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then they're extracting the resources from it. So you want it to be her choice to be able to say, look, I want to give this to you. I want to be able to give you this money and buy you this stuff and all that, and that's all good. But it got to be her choice based off of you letting her know what the deal is between you and her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So basically what y'all saying is, of course, because, you know, if there's no honor to it, let's say if it wasn't genuine. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, so if I was like, so if I was to tell her, like, hey, look, you know, I'm just over here having a good time or whatever. I like the fucking or whatever. But my time is, you know, very important to me. And if you ain't bringing no resources or, you know, some equivalent resources that I can get at the same time going out here hustling or whatever, I really ain't trying to fuck with you no more. If I came at it like
No. You don't bring it. Okay, listen, this is what y'all guys understand. See, when you tell a woman the truth, you tell her you ain't got time for her, you don't have to mention resources. You don't have to mention money. She will then start to put money into you. Don't ever bring up the money to a woman, because then she's going to make it feel like it's about the money. It's about my time. My time is money, meaning that if 510, you know what, here I am. I could be out there hustling, making some paper, but I'm going to go ahead, but you want to spend some time with me, okay. All right, man, you know I got to make this money over here on this end, but you want me to spend some time with you on that end. That's where we want you to go. Ms. Licario?
Right. Nah, real talk, because the thing is, you want her to put two and two together in her head.
Mm-hmm.
You always want it to be her.
Her choice.
Not you trying to sort of like forcing her into it, because then again, maybe you don't want her to be on some shit. She's like, oh, but you did this and you did that and you made me do this, and it's like, nah, man, you don't want that type of energy. You see what I'm saying?
So you let her come up with the things that she want to give you.
Yeah,
right.
She's gonna want to do it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, dude, yeah. Dog, man, look. When a woman finds value in you, or what we call the buy-in, when she buys into you, that's when she's going to take the sucker's money or even her money, her purse and dress money or shoe money, because she's going to be with you, want to be with you so bad, she's going to be walking down the mall and say, but damn, that's, man, he would look good in these diamond earrings. Let me go ahead and buy these $200 pair of diamond earrings because he's going to look good and then call you up. Okay, think about this real quick. You ever see Purple Rain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you remember Prince was in the mall looking at the guitar, remember? He was just at the mall looking at the guitar. He didn't say he wanted the guitar. He didn't say he wanted Apollonia to buy the guitar. He was just looking at the guitar, right? But once she bought into him, what did she do with her? When she first got her first paycheck, what did she do? She went and bought him the guitar without him having to say anything, because she bought into the man that he was. It's the same thing with these women. When they buy into you, it's like if you online, like say you, like, let me give you an example. Like, well, let me show you. Like, for instance, I've done this before, like this cup or some things I have. If I post something on the internet, on Facebook, like, man, this shit looks cool as fuck, right? And a woman really likes you, she's going to buy that shit for you and give it to you.
Yeah.
So but now, like I say, you're not asking for anything. She's bought into you and she wants to do it because she knows that's going to put a smile on your face. Ms. Licario, 917, we got you, man. But what you got on that, Ms. Licario?
Real talk, because, you know, that's the thing. Like, when she sees that value in you, she, see, that's the point. A woman to find a guy that she likes. There's a lot of knuckleheads around. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when she does find a guy that values you, she wants to keep him. And so in her mind, it's like, look, I want to do any and everything for this guy that I'm with.
Yes.
To keep him. So again, this is why you always want it to be her idea, her feelings, because that's going to make everything stronger and make everything flow easily. Because again, You always want it to be where she's freely doing it so that she feels good about doing it, which makes her want to keep doing it.
Yes. So, don't bring up no money, dog. Hey, just be like Prince. Walk up in the mall and just be looking at that shit. Be like, yeah, look at them Yeezys. Okay. And just walk the fuck off and put the bitch on your bike and drive around a little bit. Make her take her titty top off and jump in the lake. And then you'll get your Yeezys. Okay? So,
yes,
I'm just saying, man. So, Okay, so we got to throw you back in. But if you got another question, call back, press 1, okay, 510?
Yes, sir, man. Sounds good. Thank y'all.
All right, much love, man, much love. Okay, let's go to area code 917. Sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question? What you got, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Good morning, Locario. Good morning, Steve. Listen, I'm just calling because it's no question, it's just more testimonial because, you know, I went through a bad breakup like, what, 7 months ago? So then I discovered you guys, Locario, you, Mr. Dean, and then just recently, EO, because I just noticed he's one of your moderators, but through his channel, pretty much I learned so much, like, stuff that I didn't even know. I'm like, how the fuck did I miss this shit? You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a testimonial. That's why I super chatted last week in your show, Mr. Dean. Gave you the $20, and I just gave you $5 today. And Locari, I'm going to your seminar on the 14th because, you know, I work in the city. But it's just crazy. Like I said, it's just a testimonial. Like guys just think it's that easy, and it's not that easy. You know what I mean? So that's all I wanted to say. All right, guys.
Okay. Thank you, brother. And I want to say to you, this to 917 there and those listening. The thing that a lot of people don't understand right now is, like I say, from the man mindset point of view, a lot of men see dating as what I call the world is flat. You know, they think there's an edge, and they think if they go to the edge, they'll fall over. But once they experience and learn about the mindset, see, it's not about your race, your color, and all these other things. It's not about your money or your houses or your cars. This is something that's going to go on beyond your years if you even choose to create a legacy. That's what I'm trying to create over here, and that's what I love. I love guys like that who just sit back and, you know, and listen, question, absolutely. Question us, Mr. Locario. But the thing is you don't challenge someone who has what you have, because you're success, Mr. Locario. I'm success. So if you want to get to where we're at, just follow what we're doing and we'll get you there. But see, the biggest issue is that, Mr. Locario, you ever watch Game of Thrones?
Right.
What do they say about the sheep? What the fuck is it saying about the opinion of a sheep? Fuck, guys. One, I'll bring you in 1 second. Fuck. You know what it is. The lion, man, fuck it. I know everybody. Come on, guys. Come on, chat room. Help me out. The lion, the opinion of a sheep. Whatever the fuck it is. The bottom line is this. Miss Locario, if you're, let's say you're a doctor. Okay, you're Dr. Locario. No, fuck it. You're the dating coach, Mr. Locario, okay? And I want to learn from you, Mr. Locario. That means I can ask you questions because I need clarity. But when I begin to question what you do, then I'm unteachable, because at that point, because remember, my level, I only seep to my level, right? And most guys seep to world is flat. Thank you. But right. Ms. Locario, you are what I call infinite. You know, you're about growth and going on and growing as a man. So who am I to put my little 2 cents in to you? It's like you know trigonometry and calculus, right? And that's like me going up to you and say, Ms. Locario, hey man, did you know 1 + 1 = 2? And you're like, bitch, don't you know I know trigonometry here? But see that's where people go wrong. It's okay to ask questions, but when you put your 2 cents in it when you don't know anything, it's like talking to someone who knows trigonometry, saying, "Hey, Mr. Carville, you didn't know 3 + 3 = 6, did you?" That's what they don't understand. But what you got on that before we bring the call in, sir?
Nah, real talk, man. I think it's two dudes. A lot of dudes got to humble themselves and just.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, look, this is the because you're seeking the information. So get the information, try it out, and then see the results, and then say some stuff. I like when guys actually try the stuff out so we could actually get to the next level.
Yes.
Do things.
Well, you're breaking up, fam.
Oh, I don't know. That's gonna work, or I gotta have money, I gotta have looks, all this other craziness, and putting themselves out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit, but that's Mr. Cario. That's the thing, man. The thing
are
that
we still there.
You were in a little bit. 1-1, we're bringing in 1 second. So you good? I just want to make sure you clean. You back on, Mr. Lucario? Just want to make sure. Yeah, the stream is glitching. It's the stream. I don't know why the stream is acting funny. All right, well, let me see. Let me bring it. Make sure Ms. Carl's in before we bring in the next caller. Ms. Carl, he froze. Okay, once he comes back, he'll be back in 1 second. 515-605-9373. Ms. Carl, you there now? Okay, waiting for him to pop back in. He froze mannequin style. Just waiting to be coming back in. Okay, you there now, Ms.? You there?
You see me?
Yeah, okay, you good. Okay, let me go ahead and bring the next caller in. All right, Erico 111, what's your question, sir? What's up? Erico 111.
Hello?
Yes, what's your question, sir? Yes, what's up?
Oh, I have a question about the Man Mindset store, you know? I'm looking for the fantasy that making out, and I can't find it on the store.
You say the fantasies or making out?
Both.
Okay, what is the fantasy? Fantasies? Okay, the making out is under Manhood U.
Yes.
And the fantasy should be in the store, sir, okay?
I can't find them. They're not there. How can I buy them?
Okay. What I need you to do is send me an email, okay? Just send me an email. Let me know. And what I'll do is I'll send you a request for it, okay? So, but it's in there. But just send me an email, okay? And I will send that over to you after I'm done. Okay? Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, area code. Thank you, sir. Let's bring in area code 914. Did you have a question? Are you listening, sir?
Yo, what's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's going on? You're on with Mr. Lucario as well. What's going on, guys?
I'm good. How you doing, Mr. Lucario?
Going on with you?
Not much. I have a real question. I'm just calling Steve because I actually ordered a product a few weeks ago and I hadn't received it yet. So, and I just tried to email you, but I wasn't sure if you got it.
Do this. Send me an email because, again, we send everything out within a day. So did you check your spam folder? Did you check your PayPal that you sent it under?
Yeah. I checked everything. I checked the spam. I checked the regular email. I didn't get anything yet. Maybe it was an issue with PayPal.
What I need you to do is send me an email, okay? As soon as you get out, hang up, send me an email, what you bought and when you got it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and also send me a phone number. Can you do that, please?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, do that right away. Do that now. We'll take care of you, okay, man?
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. No problem. Much love. All right, Mr. Cario, I guess is it my turn to read or is it your turn? Wait, did we lose Mr. Cario? Oh, my God, this thing is acting up today. Mr. Lucario, you froze again. It's like it's freezing all up and shit. We waiting on Mr. Lucario to come back. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Mr. Cario, you there now?
Can you see me?
Yeah. We like cutting in and out, man. It's like a.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Yeah, but go ahead. You is it my turn or yours?
No, it's my turn.
Okay.
All right. So you hear me? Everything good?
Yeah, we hear you. Everything's good, fam. Go ahead, brother.
So this one says, it's a short one. It says, what are some ways that I can stop girls from flaking on me? It seems like almost every time I set a date with these females, they end up flaking. What's wrong with these hoes?
All right, Mr. Cario, was that it? Was wrong with the hoe? Was that the last? Was you there, Mr. Cario? Okay, he fell off. Hold on, let's see here. I'm waiting for him to come back. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. We apologize for the technical difficulties. It's just something with YouTube cutting it. But hold on, the car. Okay, you say the women are flaking on him. He want to know what's wrong with the hoes?
Yeah, he want to know why they keep flaking. And what can he do to stop it?
Okay, this is what we're talking about right here. See, what y'all guys got to understand, there's nothing wrong with the women. There's something going on with you. Like we said earlier, it is something called a buy-in, okay? You have, when you watch TV and you see these infomercials or commercials, you have the product and then you have brand X, okay? They always show you the goods and the bads and all the other stuff. But what they're trying to show you is, why should you buy into our product? Because if you buy our product over here, our product's better than that one. Now, let me tell you why she doesn't buy into you. And this is where a lot of you guys understand. There, before you meet her, she has met a million guys. She has met them before you, and after you leave, she's going to meet a lot of guys. What is so special about you? Because she's got options. She has her choice of who she wants to go out with, Ms. Lucario, who she wants to drive her around, who she wants to fucking fix her lights, anything, fix her kitchen sink. She's got choices and options, gentlemen, okay? And this is why we're trying to tell you guys this. See, right now, with your thinking, because it sounds like this is, again, guys who don't invest in themselves, because this is what you get. This is what you get when you don't invest in yourself. There is nothing special about you, because the thing is, Mr. Lucario, they don't know themselves. They don't have a self-definition. They don't have a self-concept. They don't have self-awareness. So they don't even know why they do what the fuck they do, Ms. Lucario. But when you present yourself to a woman, guys, remember, when you meet a woman, you are presenting yourself to her, and you're also presenting what it is going to be like to be in bed with you. That's where these guys don't go wrong, Ms. Lucario. If you present yourself in a boring Bob way, you're a library, she is not going to want to fuck with you. She's not the problem, because her problem is she sees so many of you, you know, the writer, the one who sent the email, Mr. Cario.
Right.
She sees so many of these guys that she's looking for an alpha out of the betas, because she hasn't found an alpha. So she's trying to find the best beta possible, because he's not moving mountains in her mind. What you got on that, fam?
Yeah, and the thing I think guys got to understand when it comes to flakiness, it's like, you know, different aspects of it. So you have the one aspect, like you're talking about, where the guy controls how the woman sees him and how he presents himself, to the point where he understands who he is, he understands that he's valuable, and then she sees that value, and which is the thing that will make it less likely that she's going to flake. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of times the woman will flake because she'll, you know, set a date with you, whatever, you were there, you got a number, you hit her up. She's like, yeah, I'll go on a date with this guy, but she's not excited to go on a date with you because, you're just sort of like a regular dude. You're not really on top of your shit. So then another guy comes through, he's on top of his shit. He got, a bunch of shit going on within himself and all that other stuff. And then she's like, well, I'm going to go with this next guy instead of you. And then she flakes on you. So that happens a lot. But also, too, there's the other side of the game where certain chicks are just going to flake because they're going to flake. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So the thing is that you need to make sure that you're making it less likely that the girl's going to flake by doing as much as you can in the situation to be on point. So it's like, at least if a girl does flake, you already know you were on point. So it's not, you know, because of you necessarily, it's because this girl is just on some flaky shit. Because this times where even, you know, on some business stuff that I've seen, where there was situations where I had people that I know that do music videos and everything like that. And there was this girl who was supposed to be in a music video. They were going to pay her $4,000 for like 6 hours of work, and she flaked on that job. You know what I'm saying? So certain girls just going to flake because they on some flaky shit. But then other girls are going to flake because there's certain things that you might be doing to inspire her to flake on you. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you might get a girl's number, set a date, and then you end up, calling her every day, sweating her. And then she's like, damn, this guy is extremely needy. I'm going to flake on him because his neediness is making me not want to go see him. You see what I'm saying? So there's certain things you might be doing that causes the flakes in those regards. But also, like I said, the flip side is there are times where chicks are just going to flake just because they're on some flaky shit. They're all over the place in their head or whatever, and it is what it is. So you know what I mean? And this is why I tell guys, go to badboymembership.com because I have a program that teaches you how to limit the amount of flakes that you're going to get when you're dealing with these girls. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're right. And this is where, again, it goes back to that first email of yours.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of you guys, listen, if you're not putting any effort in yourself, there's a how can I say this? I'm trying to be nice. How can I say this being nice? See, the guys that learn, okay, they love you guys. The ones that ask that, the guy that asked the question loves that guy. Why? Because when a woman talks to our guys and your guys, or I say ours, mine and yours, that the reason they don't flake is because they get a sense that you have women. Women want guys that have women. That sounds crazy, guys. Women want guys who have women. And based off of your knowledge and based off of what you say and based off of what you do, she's already met you before and she's already calculated in her head that you don't have any women by the thirstiness, the neediness, by kissing her ass, by not being assertive, by not telling her what you want to do, not leading her. So there's a ton of things that happen. And guys, all of this goes on in mere seconds. It's like a snap of your finger. She can figure out that by the way you talk, you either have a bunch of women or you don't. And damn it, if you don't have a bunch of women, Mr. Lucario, she is going to flake on you because there's nothing special about you. What do you got about that, fam, real quick? What you got on that?
Yeah, not real talk, because the whole thing about women liking guys that have other women,
yes,
you know what I mean? Because that makes you more intriguing. That makes her say, I want to be a part of this situation, because if you got all these girls, then it must be something good about you, so I want to see what's up. But if you're the type of guy who, you know, just a run-of-the-mill, regular type of dude, and you sweating her, you're doing all this stuff that's displaying to her that you don't really – you're not used to having women.
Yes.
Then she's going to be like, I don't really know about this guy. Like, I don't even care to deal with this dude. Because, again, what you understand, too, is that the way that you show up in this situation, she's going to put you in a certain category. So what happens is that since she's not even that excited to see you, she has already made you a backup plan before you even realize. Mm. So meaning you'll get a girl's number, you'll hit her up and set a date, and she'll be like, yeah, I'll see you on Friday. But in her mind, she's like, I'll see you on Friday if nothing better comes along. You feel what I'm saying? So if something does come along that's better to her, she's going to flake on you. And that's the way a lot of girls do. They'll leave you as backup plans before she even had a plan A. She's going to leave you as plan B before plan A even shows up. So if you hit her up on Tuesday to set a date on Friday, she sets the date with you, but then if another guy comes along on Wednesday or Thursday that meets her and says, hey, let's get together Friday, she's going to flake on you for the other guy who she sees as more on point. So, and that's the thing. So this is why you got to make sure that you're extremely on point, because you want her to be excited to see you in the first place and for her to say, you know, I'm going to stick and keep this date with this guy because he's the type of guy I really want to see and really want to be with. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys, real quick, get your crayons out. Listen, when you're available, when every time she calls or texts you and you look, after she even presses in, you ready to respond to her. You always at her beck and call, always there for her. She is not going to want you. The reason why women want guys like us is because our time is so valuable that we just don't hand it away to every woman because she's got a fat ass and some nice titties. She's got to work for it. And one thing women know about real men is that this, if we go after life the way we go after life as men, then she's got to work hard to put herself in our view, because we are constantly evolving. We're constantly moving. We're constantly going up the mountain, where a lot of you regular guys, are y'all are sitting still. Y'all are what I call campers. Y'all are sitting still. You're not doing nothing. You're not innovating. You're not growing. You're not doing anything, but yet you expect her to want to be with you. It's not going to work that way, man. All right, well, let me get to this email. 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all have a question. The question is, Steve, why do women go out their way to hurt and destroy men's feelings and their self-esteem? I love this one. But let me, this is your. Oh, I love that one, boy. All right, I was just wondering what you think about a situation. Help me figure it out. The other day, I went with my cousin to have lunch with his girlfriend and her friend, also a girl. We had a few drinks and appetizers and some casual conversation. It seemed like a pretty normal interaction. I thought nothing about it. But it wasn't until later on that night where I was talking to my cousin where he mentioned something that really surprised me. He was wondering, why his girlfriend didn't sit next to him and we were all having lunch together. She mentioned how her friend didn't want to sit next to me. She mentioned that they were walking in the restaurant to meet us, and her friend remarked, "Please don't make me sit next to that guy." I'm not laughing at you, big dog. I'm laughing with you. My cousin literally didn't want to tell me this, but we were taking some time throughout the conversation. Let me see here. I'm already not a guy that generally has the highest self-esteem, so honestly, it made me feel bad about myself. The first thing I thought was, why would someone judge you like that? Why does someone who doesn't even know you, has never said one word to you, decide that you're such an unlikable person that they can't sit next to you at lunch? I mean, if I decide I want to find someone attractive or dateable, I wouldn't be rude and go out of my way to say something like, please don't make that person sit next to me. Okay. I don't even want to go into it. What's your take? Lakari, what's your take on this shit, man? I got something to say. What's your take, fam?
So he's feeling bad because some chick says she don't want to sit next to him. Is that it?
Yeah, man. But he's questioning why are women so mean, or why would women do this? That's what he's saying, man.
Man,
fuck.
It's funny because it's a few different things going on here. It's one is, you know. He, first of all, who gives a fuck what the chick is saying anyway? That's one. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't care if the chick want to sit next to you. You shouldn't care if she's saying, talking shit about you. Let her talk her shit. Let her say whatever the fuck she want to say. It is what it is. You know, you can't, a chick can't hurt your feelings. What you got to understand about your feelings is your feelings, no one's really hurting your feelings. When a person does something, you hurt yourself by taking in what they're saying and then making that affect you. You see what I mean? So that's one thing. Two, what happens also is, and I see this a lot of times with guys who are insecure. A lot of guys who are insecure always, for some reason, they see or they experience things like this. And the reason why they experience things like this is because a lot of times when you're insecure, when you're feeling bad about yourself or whatever, and especially when women sense this, they don't want to be around you, which is partly why she probably was like, oh, I don't want to sit next to that guy. I don't want to, you know, whatever, because you give off this energy that repels women. Your insecurity always is going to repel women. You see what I'm saying? So even on a subconscious level, they don't want to be around you because you're insecure, because the insecurity brings about all of these different things that makes women not want to fuck with you. Because again, like, let's say if a chick is trying to get with the dude and he's insecure and he doesn't really have shit going on, and he's like the type of guy who, you know, he doesn't really like himself or whatever, that doesn't translate well to her being with you or being with a guy like that. So it's kind of like, that type of guy to her is, it means danger to her. Meaning, if she's looking for a guy to provide and protect and do all this other stuff, if you're insecure and you ain't really got shit popping, then that means that's a danger for her to even fuck with you, to be in your presence. And this is all subconscious type of shit. So this, that also could have translated to her saying shit like, oh, I don't want to sit next to this guy, whatever, whatever. And so your insecure vibes somehow create those situations where people are coming at you that way. You see what I'm saying? Because you have to remember, you have to teach people how to treat you sometimes. And you teach people how to treat you in a certain way based off of how you're coming into interactions, how you're showing up, your confidence level, your vibe, your energy, your swag. All those things make people react to you in a certain way. You see what I'm saying? So his insecurities could be the thing that's making shit like really messed up for him in a lot of situations. You see what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
The worst thing you can do is try to impress a stranger. There is nothing special about every person out there that bleeds once a month. That's what we're talking about, women, that you meet. Why do you give a flying fuck what someone you don't even know thinks about you?
Right.
You are handing over your balls and your spine. See, he didn't, Lucario, he didn't lose when they went to the restaurant. He lost when he opened his eyes that morning. He woke up and it was a gray cloud outside his fucking window waiting for him to come out so it can just follow him around. Poor me. Boo hoo hoo. My pee pee hurt. The women are mean to me. Well, let me tell you guys about life. Life and these women don't give a fuck about you. If they smell weakness in the water, they are going to attack. That's how they are. That is why we are trying to show you. Again, Lucario, goes back to your first email. This is what you get when you just steadily watch YouTube videos thinking that's going to show you how to man the fuck up. And then when you get in the game, they will eat you alive. These women do not bullshit. Listen, these women, cunning, they're clever, they fucking are real tactical. And if they sense that you are running down the hill with a dirt rock trying to destroy a tank, they're going to eat your ass up. And the fact that the guy said, I put a lot of effort into making a good impression. Listen, as a man, look, there's no effort when I wake up in the morning. I wake up, and unfortunately for me, when I wake up, God damn it, if it's not like Snow White, I feel like a cartoon deer is at my door, and the squirrels and the birds and shit are like walking up to me and shit and singing with me and shit. And when I go outside my door, I hear trumpets, I hear the roar of the crowd, I feel the fucking flowers coming from the rafters. That's how I feel. Y'all can laugh at me all you want, but that's how I feel. And when I walk into a place, of course she's going to want to sit next to me because she has not been used to a guy like me because of my arrogance, my confidence, my conceit, my selfishness, making it all, it's all about me. Where's my fucking belt? Hold on, let me grab my belt, Lucario. Shit, he gonna make me bust my belt out. You see this shit? I'm the champ, motherfucker. You see this belt? I'm the champ. No woman is gonna take this belt from me. It is my belt. It is my possession. No woman, every woman I meet, I put this belt on the line. This belt is my fucking respect. And I will come out winning. I don't care if it's a Texas tornado, Hell in a Cell, triple threat match. Well, I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm the motherfucking man. I'm the goddamn champ. And when you meet me, I'm not here to sign autographs. I'm not here to tell you to eat your fucking vegetables. I'm here to fuck. What are you going to do about it? Bottom line. And when you don't feel like this, that's when they walk over you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Carr, what do you got on that, sir? I'm sorry, I got caught in the moment, man. Fuck.
Nah, real shit, man. Real fucking shit, man. Because, you know, again, it's that confidence. It's that energy, man. It's that thing. You know, it's like people are going to respond to you based off of how you feel about yourself.
Yes.
It's really simple. Women, women respond to a certain energy, man. If you have that energy, they're going to deal with you. You understand? This is why I be trying to get on guys, you know, who always talk about, oh, it's all about looks. It's all about looks. I'm like, yo, there's a lot of guys who most people would consider good looking who can't get no girls because their energy is off. Because they're also insecure. And you got a guy who's not like, you know, some would consider is not even a good-looking dude who's getting all of the pussy. Why? Because he has a certain type of energy, and so the women act accordingly based off of his energy. You see what I mean? And so that's what it is. It's like you guys got to have that certain type of energy, and then women are going to respond to you a different way. You see what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah. Corey, I'm a short, old, ugly-looking motherfucker, guys. But let me tell you, if y'all have been watching my videos, watching me doing the Uber thing, what do you always see? Women just talking about sex, fucking, sucking dick, wanting to get at me, wanting me to have their baby, wanting me to have a couple ask me to swing with them. I ain't shit. Guys, I am a short, ugly-looking motherfucker. But you can't tell me I ain't a bad motherfucker. You can't tell me that I don't come from Mount Olympus every goddamn day to hang out with y'all. You can't tell me any different. And when you feel that way about yourself, women will feel that, like Melissa Carr said, that energy come off of you. They will realize there's something different about you, because when you walk into that in that thing to see her, I'm already looking at all the other bitches around. What's up, girl? How you doing? Hey, what's up? How you doing? And she's like, oh my God, what an asshole. Yes, your problem is, guys, you want to be the nice guy. You want her to think you're sweet and you're kind and you're thoughtful and you're caring. You're such a gentleman. Guys, listen, right? Get your fucking crayons out. Don't ever go into meeting a woman to try to get that bitch to like you. The only reason I'm saying bitch is because I'm around Mr. Licario. He just get me all excited shit. But I'm saying this. I don't want you to like me. I want you to hate me. I want you to call me an asshole. I want to be a jerk. I want to be a misogynistic pig, because then I know I got you attracted to me. I don't want you to like me. What do you got on that, Miss Licario?
Hey, nah, real talk. Because a lot of dudes, they don't get it. They think they're so busy trying to be, you know, the nice guy around women. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of just being themselves, you see. And that's the thing that's going to really attract the chicks, is that energy of you being who you are, honestly, for real. Because a lot of times dudes be like, oh, you know, because you hear people say be yourself. Well, most people aren't themselves.
Right. You
know what I'm saying? They're
right.
Not really being themselves. If they were really being themselves,
right,
then they would actually be more interesting.
You yes. Know what I'm saying? Yes.
If you see a girl and you're trying to talk to her and you want to talk to her, but you don't and you're scared, that's not really you being yourself, because you being yourself, you don't went and talked to her. If you talking to the girl and you trying to get some sex from her or whatever, and you don't even mention the word sex at all, and you don't talk about sex, and you don't interact with her in a sexual way, you're not being yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Oof.
So that type of shit, if you really be yourself and be honest and be interacting with the girl in that way, that's going to make you you're going to have that type of energy when you're dealing with her, and that's what's going to make her attracted to you, because it's coming from an authentic place. She's feeling that energy, and that makes her want to come through and do shit with you. You see what I mean?
Nah, no. Hey, dog. Hey, Ms. Carr. Hey, look, if she ain't down to fuck, and she don't have to be down off the bat, but if she wants to sit all over there and she don't want to be near me and all that shit, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, look, if I was in that motherfucking shoes and she said to me, I said, let's go sit down. Come on, let's go sit down. And he be like, damn, we got you. Come on, let's go sit down. And me and him sitting here and she's sitting over there with her fucking friend. You know what? Hey, how you doing, waitress? I'm talking to the waitress. I'm talking to that bitch over there. I'm talking to all of them. Fuck that bitch across from me. And that's and that's y'all problem. See, that's the shit that make their pussy get wet, when you show them they ain't shit. When you take the power out of their pussy, that's what gets them all tingly and feeling good on the inside. Don't kiss their asses, guys. Don't roll fruit at their feet. Fuck them. There's nothing special about these fucking perks. Stop making them into something that they're not. Mr. Licario?
Yeah, real talk, man. It's just, you gotta understand this game, man. You gotta understand what's going on with yourself and what's going on with these women.
Yes.
Then you know how to really put yourself in position in situations for things to happen in your you know, in your benefit, for your benefit. And nothing's really going to happen for you, or nothing's going to go down until you first within yourself have that confidence, have that feeling, have that energy that's going to bring everything you want towards you. You see what I mean? So
yes, sir.
That's what it is, man.
All right. Well, we already hit an hour. Unless you want to hit one more email, we got to wrap this up. It's your call, Mr. Corey.
I got to wrap it up.
Okay.
I got to do it.
Okay. Wait, no doubt. So let's go ahead and end this thing and tell them what's up with you, how they can find yourself.
So, guys, make sure, again, go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership. Also, go to MrLocario.com to get tickets to the Truth About the Game seminar. Make sure you guys get that. And also make sure you guys get How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, the ebook, hard copy, and audio book. All right? So that's pretty much it, man.
Yes, sir. And I just want to say thank you to the chat room and all those who took the time to listen to the show. Like, subscribe, share. Also, I just want to say that I just want to say thank you. We're not going to be doing a Tuesday show tonight, but I just want to let everybody know that I am definitely working on that. Remember, the video game dating thing that I'm working on. So I'm going to be playing video. I'm going to be nice to y'all. Remember, y'all going to get the nice Dean. So not this Sunday, maybe not next Sunday, pretty soon, because I got to get everything together. But once I get everything together, we'll be launching the video game and dating call-in show live on Twitch, guys. It'll be live on Twitch. So y'all will get that information pretty soon. But anyway, all right, Ms. Locario, well, I want to say thank you, man. Much love to you, man.
Definitely, bro.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. All right, man, we go ahead and wrap this up, man. Y'all have a good night. This is it. We'll see you next week, same time, same station. Say we out this bitch, Ms. Locario. Tell them we out, man.
We out.
We out. Peace.